Might not be a good idea to do that right now. Well, kissing at the traffic light, but that was Meghan Trainor with Let You Rewrite.
Especially if you don't know the person. Absolutely, yeah. jokes aside, though, we didn't know him before now, but we're getting a chance to introduce him to you a little bit more, and that's international megastar Lauv. Should we travel via the line to Los Angeles?
I think we should.
Let's do it. And his new single with Conan Gray's up straight after. Have a listen.
Algoa FM. Your music.
Your world.
Platinum certified independent singer, songwriter, producer, creative genius. He's even been involved in Bollywood movies. He had a metal band as a teenager, which we won't mention. He's now a massive international online sensation, tens of millions of downloads, and an ultra cool guy. It's Lauv from LA. How's LA today?
Damn, I mean, honestly, like, LA's all right, but this is way better. That was an amazing intro. Thank you.
We are big fans, big fans. We are excited to be importing you via the line. You've been doing some incredible work with various artists around the globe.
Yeah, no, I've been like honestly just constantly writing, which has been good. That's kept me totally sane-ish.
What else do you do other than, you know, writing to clear the mind a little bit?
I mean, to me, like, definitely my biggest thing, like, I was just doing this before, is meditation, like, just breathing, even if it's like a minute or two, or sometimes it'll be like half an hour. Like, it always just depends. That is huge for me. That's like probably the single biggest thing for me in terms of clearing my mind.
Not only are you super smart, I mean, you studied music technology, you're also trendy and fashionable. And I just want to know, what inspires your look? Because every single time we see Lauv on the internet, it's blue hair, purple hair. So what inspires the look?
Honestly, for me, I feel like it's just kind of like, it. Like, whatever happens, happens. And like, anytime I go to like, my hair gets too long or it's fading, I'm just like, I have no idea what I'm going to do next. And on the spot, I'm just like, whatever. And the clothes, I just like to be cozy. I don't know. I don't really think too much about it other than just to be cozy.
I love that. I really love that. Your music has been contributing to South Africa and specifically to the Ubuntu Pathways nonprofit organization in our area. Yeah. And Zeke Spontweenie did a remix and collaborated with you on a particular track, and that was Modern Loneliness.
With a song like Modern Loneliness, like, because that song is like, I mean, I got a tattoo about that song just because it's like such an important message for me. And it's about modern loneliness, like being surrounded by people or knowing so many people, but not really knowing them or not really feeling close. So I wanted to do something kind of around the world to bring some type of positivity. You know, I also have like a foundation that I try to raise money with for like mental health. So like stuff like that. It's cool to me because it also kind of like reminds you it's not just making music and putting it out, I guess.
Well, as we play it here on Algoa FM, in Algoa country, the city where we're located, 2,000 vulnerable young people and their families are benefiting from that song. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Talking about songs and people and being inspired. So as one does, you're just hanging out with Conan Gray, you know, and you start talking about people and strange people, weird people, fake people. And a new track kind of gets born. How does it go from being in a car going like, oh, hey, isn't it strange how people are, and distilling it right to the new track?
Honestly, it happened so quickly because it was like the first time we met and we were just like joking around, and Conan can really bring like the ranty side out of me. Like, not many people can do that. Yeah, we were just vibing. And then I think I started playing the guitar and he started singing the beginning of the chorus. And it was just like really quick after that. It was such a fun song to write.
How would you like people to sort of take it, listen to it, use it? Is it meant to like facilitate their own rants, or how do you figure it'll get taken?
To me, I feel like it's just a fun vibe. Like, I think, like, I love doing that a lot with music, like, where the lyrics might be something that people will think about, but, like, the energy is just, like, fun, you know? Because I think sometimes it gets, like, heavy if you're making music where the lyrics are all, like, super analytical, and then, like, the music also is like that. So, I don't know. I mean, I hear a lot of people being, like, they relate to the song, but for me, it's just something, like, I would just, like, drive around and bump, or, like, you know, throw in my headphones and, like, take a walk. I mean, wherever that's safe at this point.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Speaking of which, how did you survive 2020? Just you know, very quickly, in terms of your own mental health. I mean, the elections have been crazy. The virus. You know, I mean, there's just weird stuff happening. How do you process it?
It's nuts. I mean, to be honest, like, some of it is not processable for me. Like, I literally, like, I can't wrap my head around it. But I just try to focus on a positive side. Focus on the fact that there's changes happening that, in the long run, will be really good. Yeah, I mean, for me, mental health wise, it really is like meditation and therapy. therapy through Zoom, which is so funny.
And then just lastly, you know, for aspiring South African musos, just a word of advice.
Yeah, I mean, a few things. I think it's so beautiful to really like embrace your musical background. Like for me, it took me a long time to really do that, like embrace like the music I listened to growing up and like what I was really passionate about, and try to do something that takes that and does it in a new way. For me, also, I mean, I never want to tell anyone what to do, but when I first started making music, like, I thought every song was going to be the best song, so I would spend months on it, but the best thing you can do is just write, throw out the bad songs, throw them out, like, let it go, and then you're going to come across something really dope. It just takes, like, repetition, just doing it over and over, and if you love it, you're going to find it, and yeah.
Would you mind introducing the song? Someone's listening right now, they haven't heard the song before, and they're about to hear Lauv introduce the new track with Conan Gray called Fake, and this is the big intro from Lauv himself.
What's good? I'm Lauv. I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are. This is my new song with Conan Gray. It's called Fake, and I like Jello.
Yeah. You and your friends, you live on the surface. Act like you're perfect. Everyone knows you're just like...